In the decade of the 1930s, even the great city of Metropolis was not spared the ravages of the worldwide depression. In the times of fear and confusion, the job of informing the public was the responsibility of the Daily Planet, a great metropolitan newspaper whose reputation for clarity and truth had become a symbol of hope for the city of Metropolis.
Thank you. This is no fantasy, no careless product of wild imagination. No, my good friends, these indictments that I've brought you today, specific charges listed herein against the individuals, their acts of treason, their ultimate aim of sedition. These are matters of undeniable fact. I ask you now to pronounce judgment on those accused. On this mindless aberration, whose only means of expression are wanton violence and destruction. On the woman Ursa, whose perversions and unreasoning hatred of all mankind have threatened even the children of the planet Krypton. Finally, General Zod, once trusted by this council, charged with maintaining the defense of the planet Krypton itself, chief architect of this intended revolution and author of this insidious plot to establish a new order amongst us, with himself as absolute ruler. You have heard the evidence. The decision of the council will now be heard.
Guilty.
Guilty.
The vote must be unanimous, Jor-El. It has therefore now become your decision. You alone will condemn us if you wish, and you alone will be held responsible by me. Join us. You have been known to disagree with the council before. Yours could become an important voice in the new order, second only to my own. I offer you a chance for greatness, Jor-El. Take it. Join us. You will bow down before me, Jor-El. I swear it. No matter that it takes an eternity, you will bow down before me. Both you and then one day, your heirs.
Pleasant duty has been masterly performed, Jor-El. They have received the fate they deserved. Isolation in the Phantom Zone, an eternal living death.
A chance for life, nonetheless. As opposed to us,
it's suicide. No, it's worse. It's genocide.
Be warned, Jor-El. The Council has already evaluated this outlandish theory of yours.
My friends, you know me to be neither rash nor impulsive. I'm not given to wild, unsupported statements. And I tell you that we must evacuate this planet immediately.
Jor-El, you are one of Krypton's greatest scientists.
Ah, yes, but so is Vonda.
It isn't that I question your data. The facts are undeniable. It's your conclusions we find unsupportable.
This planet will explode within 30 days, if not sooner.
I tell you, Krypton is simply shifting its orbit.
Jor-El, be reasonable.
My friend, I've never been otherwise. This madness is yours.
This discussion is terminated. The decision of the Council is final. Any attempt by you to create a climate of fear and panic among the populace must be deemed by us an act of insurrection.
You would accuse me of insurrection? Has it now become a crime to cherish life?
You would be banished to endless imprisonment in the Phantom Zone, the eternal void which you yourself discovered. Will you abide by the Council's decision?
I will remain silent. Neither I nor my wife will leave Krypton.
Have you finished?
Nearly. This is the only answer, Lara. If he remains here with us, he will die as surely as we will.
But why Earth, Jor-El? They're primitive, thousands of years behind us.
He will need that advantage to survive. Their atmosphere will sustain him.
He will defy their gravity.
He will look like one of them.
He won't be one of them.
No. His dense molecular structure will make him strong.
He'll be odd. Different.
He'll be fast. Virtually invulnerable.
Isolated. Alone.
He will not be alone. He will never be alone.
Energy input to Jor-El's quarters is now in excess. Our data indicates the loss is due to a misuse of energy.
Investigate.
And if the investigation proves correct?
He knew the penalty he faced. Even as a member of this council. The law will be upheld.
Never leave you, even in the face of our death. The richness of our lives shall be yours. All that I have, all that I've learned, everything I feel, all this and more, I bequeath you, my son. You will carry me inside you. All the days of your life. You will make my strength your own. See my life through your eyes, as your life will be seen through mine. The son becomes the father, and the father the son. This is all I can send you.
Positively. Embedded in the crystals before you is the total accumulation of all literature and scientific fact from dozens of other worlds, spanning the 28 known galaxies. Among these powers will be your sight, your strength, your hearing, your ability to propel yourself at almost limitless speed. The early history of our universe was a bloody mosaic of interplanetary war. Each of the six galaxies which you have passed through contained their own individual law, space and time. It is forbidden for you to interfere with human history.
Beat all get out. Well, you...
Huh?
Oh, my.
All these years, as happy as we've been, how I've prayed and prayed the good Lord see fit to give us a child.
Honey, will you hand me that rag up there?
You take things easy now, Jonathan. Remember what Doc Fry said about that heart of yours.
Well, the first thing we got to do when we get home is find out who that boy's proper family is.
He hasn't got any. Not around here, anyway.
Martha, are you thinking what I think you're thinking?
We could say he's the child of my cousin in North Dakota. And just now orphaned.
Oh, Martha.
Jonathan, he's only a baby.
Martha, now you saw how we found him, you know. Martha, Clark Kent, are you listening to what I'm saying?
Hey, Clark, let's have all those
clothes
washed and ready for tomorrow's game,
yes,
okay?
Got to be numbered and high!
Can you give me a list?
No, hold there!
Lana, don't bother with these, huh? I'll take them in with the other equipment.
Thank you, Clark.
Sure.
Listen, a whole bunch of us are going up to Mary Ellen's, play some records. Would you like to come?
Sure. Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
Ken can't make it. They've got a lot of work to do.
What are you talking about? I've just been stacking all...
All that?
Oh.
Oh, Brad. Hey, come on, Lana.
Come on, Lana. Come on, let's go. Come on, he's got to clean this up.
Bye, Clark.
Yeah, bye,
clean
Lana.
This up, Clark.
You have a writer's gift for invention. I'll say that for you.
But...
Lois, please read your book.
No one ever believes me.
So fast.
I ran.
Ran, huh?
Cool.
Told you he's an odd ball. Let's get out of here.
Been showing off a bit, haven't you, son?
I didn't mean to show off, Pa. It's just that guys like that Brad, I just want to tear him apart.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know I shouldn't.
Yeah, I know. You can do all these amazing things, and sometimes you think that you will just go bust unless you can tell people about it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, every time I get the football, I can make a touchdown.
That's for sure.
Every time.
Yeah.
I mean, is it showing off and somebody's... doing the things he's capable of doing? Is a bird showing off when it flies?
No. No, now you listen to me. When you first came to us, we thought that people would come and take you away because when they found out, you know, the things you could do, and it worried us a lot. But then a man gets older and he thinks very differently and things get very clear. And there's one thing I do know, son, and that is you are here for a reason. I don't know whose reason, whatever the reason is, you know, maybe it's because, I don't know, it's, but I do know one thing, it's not to score touchdowns. Huh?
Thanks, Dad. I'm ready to do it.
Yeah.
You will.
Come on.
Come on, Pop. Red, come on. Come on. Move, move. Yeah, go, go, go. Come on, Red. Hey, Baron.
Oh, no.
Those things I can do. All those powers. And I couldn't even save him.
Smiley. Clark, breakfast.
have to leave.
I knew this time would come. We both knew it from the day we found you.
I talked to Ben Hubbard yesterday. And he said that he'd be happy to help out from now on. Mother.
I know, son. I know. Do you know where you're headed?
North.
Remember, son. Always remember.
grandson. You do not remember me. I am Jor-El. I am your father. By now you will have reached your 18th year, as it is measured on Earth. By that reckoning, I will have been dead for many thousands of your years. The knowledge that I have matters, physical and historic, I have given you fully on your voyage to your new home. These are important matters, to be sure, but still matters of mere fact. There are questions to be asked, and it is time for you to do so. Here in this fortress of solitude, we shall try to find the answers together. So, my son, speak.
Who am I?
Your name is Kal-El. You are the only survivor of the planet Krypton. Even though you've been raised as a human being, you are not one of them. You have great powers, only some of which you have as yet discovered.
Come with me now, my son, as we break through the bars of your earthly confinement, traveling through time and space. In the sixth moment,
your powers will far exceed those of mortal men.
It is forbidden for you to interfere with human history. Rather let your leadership stir others too. In this next year, we shall examine the human heart. It is more fragile than Rome. As we pass through the flaming turmoil, which is the edge of your own galaxy, we will enter the realm of the red Krypton sun, source of your strength and nourishment, and cause of our eventual destruction. The planet Krypton, my son, your home, as it was. This year, we shall examine the various concepts of immortality and their basis in actual fact. The total accumulation of all knowledge spanning the 28 known galaxies is embedded in the crystals which I have sent along with you. Study them well, my son.
Over the past 12 years, we have reasoned out logical judgments.
By the time we return to the confines of your galaxy, 12 of your years will have passed. For this reason, among others, I have chosen Earth for you. It is now time for you to rejoin your new world and to serve its collective humanity.
Live as one of them, Kal-El, to discover where your strength and your power are needed. To always hold in your heart the pride of your special heritage. They can be a great people, Kal-El, they wish to be. They only lack the light to show the way. For this reason, above all, their capacity for good, I have sent them you, my only son.
This is it, Mac, the Daily Planet. Fresh fruit. Hey, how about a tomato? Hey, fresh fruit. Hey, maybe I'm just going. Hey, fresh fruit and vegetables. Fresh fruit and vegetables. Get up on the hot. Look at these tomatoes. Beautiful.
Smile.
keys and bloodletting?
Two. What are you writing, Miss Lane?
Ode to Spring. How do you spell Master?
M-A-S-S-A-C-R-E.
R-E. Thank you.
Golly, Miss Lane, how come you get all the great stories?
A good reporter doesn't get great stories, Jimmy.
A good reporter makes
them
great.
Chief, here's that story on the East Side murder case. The way I see it, it's a banner headline, front page, maybe an aperture.
There's only one P in rapist. Lois Lane, say hello to Clark Kent.
Told you one P.
Hi, Miss Lane. How are you? Remember my dynamite expose on the sex and drug orgies in the city? Remember the...
How you doing? Jimmy Olsen, photographer.
Oh, hi. Clark Kent, nice to meet you.
Coming and going. He's got everything. It's got sex, it's got violence, it's got the ethnic angle. I mean, look
at... Yeah, so is a lady wrestler with a foreign accent. Kent, can you open this?
Oh, sure, Mr. White.
But this could be the basis for a whole series of articles. Making Sense of Senseless Killings by Lois Lane. I mean, we get psychologists, we get...
Lois, you're pushing a bunch of rinky-dink tabloid garbage. The Daily Planet has a tradition.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to shake it up like that.
Oh, well, of course not, Lois. I mean, why would anyone want to make a total stranger look like a fool?
I'll take that.
I'm sorry, Mr. White.
Olson, why am I paying you $40 a week when I should have you arrested for loitering? Go get Mr.
Kent
a towel. Move, kid, move.
Right, Chief.
And make mine black and no sugar.
Right, Chief.
And don't call me sugar.
Bloody drops.
Right, Chief. Chief, one coffee, no sugar. Take the tea with lemon.
Lois, why don't you take Kent out to meet everybody, huh?
Sure.
Just introduce him around.
Yeah.
He's starting with the paper today. I'm giving him the city beat.
Chief, that's my beat.
Lois, Clark Kent may seem like just a mild-mannered reporter, but listen, not only does he know how to treat his editor-in-chief with the proper respect, not only does he have a snappy, punchy prose style, but he is, in my 40 years in this business, the fastest typist I've ever seen.
Excuse me, sir.
Here, you forgot my article.
Excuse me, Mr. White. I was wondering if perhaps you could arrange for half my salary to be sent to this address on a weekly basis.
You're bookie, right?
A what?
Don't tell me. He sends a check every week to his sweet gray-haired old mother.
Actually, she's silver-haired.
I'll see right in it.
Thank you very much, Miss Wright. Excuse me.
Well.
Any more at home like you?
Not really, no.
I didn't think so. Look, get yourself a desk over here.
Over here?
Yeah, right here. There's some papers in the pile right there with them.
All right. Excuse me. Hi. Still freezing? Hi. Clark Kent. Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, well, of course. Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Clark.
Kent.
What?
Kent.
Oh. Clark Kent.
Jimmy Olsen.
So you, fantastic. No, I met this really great guy, you know?
Hey, fabulous.
Yeah, we had a fabulous weekend. I met him at the zoo.
Yes.
Oh,
did I?
We were riding and everything. Oh, yeah, I have been since I was 7 years old. Oh, I got to nail these letters.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Listen, good luck tonight. Oh, hi, Clark.
Hi, Lois.
How'd you like your first day on the job, huh?
Oh, well, frankly, you know, the hours were sort of longer than I expected, but on the whole, you know, I mean, meeting you and Jimmy Olsen and Mr. White. Gosh, on the whole, I'd say it's been swell.
Swell?
Yeah.
You know, Clark, there are very few people left in the world who feel comfortable saying that word.
What word?
Swell.
Really? Oh, so it was kind of natural.
Oops.
Sorry.
Clark.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, Lois.
Oh, hi, Rex.
Oh, Lois.
Are you good today?
Clark Kent.
Yeah,
hi.
Around.
Bye.
Lois.
Hey, where you going?
Sure.
You like Mr. White?
Yeah, I thought he was a really nice guy. Jimmy Olsen was fantastic.
Hey! Huh? Come here. Come on. Get in here. Hurry up.
Come on.
Clark, I think we better get out of here.
I think we better do what he says, Lois.
Come on, come on. Get in here, quick.
Don't do anything. That's it. All right, we're coming.
Come on.
We're coming.
Come on.
Here?
Yeah.
Please don't point that at me, sir. You could hurt somebody with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Hold it there.
Just a minute, mister. Just a minute. Now, I realize, of course, that times are tough for some these days, but this isn't the answer. You can't solve society's problems with a gun.
You know something, buddy? You're right. I'm going to turn over a new leaf.
Good for you, sir. That's the spirit. See, he doesn't really want to hurt anybody.
Uh-huh. Right after I rip off this lady's purse.
Of course.
Now, come on, lady. Hand it over.
Lois, I think maybe you better... Lois, what are you doing?
Clark! Are you all right, Clark? What happened?
Golly, I guess I must have fainted.
Fainted? You fainted.
Sorry.
Well,
really, Lois? Supposing that man has shot you. Is it worth risking your life over $10, two credit cards, a hairbrush, and a lipstick?
How did you know that?
Know what?
You just described the exact contents of my purse.
Wild guess. Taxi!
Hey!
Hi, Audit!
So what's happening, partner?
Look what we got. Let's take him.
Wait a minute. Maybe you lead us to the big man himself.
Lex Luthor?
You got it, Amos. We'll make captain by midnight.
Hey, what do you read? XK-101 rocket to be used. Hey, what do you read?
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, Otis. Just getting Daily Planet here.
Hey, what do you read? Okay.
All right.
All right.
Gee, I'm training them. I got a special too.
Thanks, Otis. Okay. How many takes, Yoti?
This is Metropolis 46. We're on foot. Over and out.
Let's go.
Your attention, please. Your attention, please. The Metropolis glider is now ready for departure on the upper level, track 6. Stopping at New Rochelle.
All right, it's going down on a training platform. I'm going after it.
Okay, Harry, I'll call for backup. Be careful now, will you?
All right, Armis, all right.
Now boarding on the lower level, track 2.
Terminus post, come on, air conditioned cars, Mount Vernon, Poughkeepsie, Clinton Cornus, Ward, now all aboard. Metropolis Transportation, Buffalo, Syracuse. Smoking cars are forward, move along now.
Your luggage up the top.
Smoking cars forward, all aboard, boarding.
Make it track 22. I seen them and I'm right on them. Lower level, track 22.
Let's see.
Amazing that brain can generate enough power to keep those legs moving.
A mere days from executing the crime of the century?
No. Step away from that, please.
How do you choose to congratulate the greatest criminal mind of our time?
Huh?
You tell me that I'm brilliant? Oh, no. That would be too obvious. I grant you. Charismatic. Fiendishly gifted.
Try twisted.
Get away!
Tell me something, Lex. Why do so many people have to die for the crime of the century?
Why? You ask why? Why does the phone always ring when you're in the bathtub? Why is the most brilliantly diabolical leader of our time surrounding himself with total nincompoops?
I'm back, Mr. Luthor.
Yes, I was just talking about you. You're followed again.
One of those cat-like reflexes.
Mr. Luthor, I'm sorry.
Otis. Is that the newspaper I asked you to get me?
Yeah.
Why am I not reading it?
Because I haven't given it to you yet?
Right.
Last, it's official. Thanks to the generous help of the United States government, we are about to be involved in the greatest real estate swindle of all time.
Lex, what is this obsession with real estate? All the time, land.
Mr. Desmarker, when I was 6 years old, my father said to me...
Get out.
Before that, he said, son, stocks may rise and fall. Utilities and transportation systems may collapse. People are no damn good, but they will always need land, and they'll pay through the nose to get it. Remember, my father said,
land.
Right. It's a pity that he didn't see from such humble beginnings how I've created this empire.
An empire? This?
Miss Desmarker, how many girls do you know who have a Park Avenue address like this one?
Park Avenue address? 200 feet below?
Do you realize what people are shelling out up there for a few miserable rooms off a common elevator?
What more could anyone ask? Open!
Yeah?
Get this locked, that's up, Nick, right into composing. Sorry. Yeah? No, that's it, Ross. Put it to bed. Right. What are you standing around here for?
I'm not. I wasn't gonna say it.
Go.
Oh, the sex maniac profile.
Right, look, 95
Sports
Prize winner. What do you bet?
There's no Z in Brazil. Hey, nice job on that union scandal, Kent.
Oh, gosh, thanks, it's right.
Oh, hi, Clark. Good night.
Here, let me carry that for you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Lois? Have you got a minute? Excuse me, please.
Lois? And these two go to the addresses on the envelope, okay?
Nice. Well, so I was wondering if maybe you'd like to have a little dinner with me.
Oh, gosh, Clark, I'm sorry. I'm booked.
Oh.
Yeah, Air Force One's landing at the airport. And this kid's going to be there to make sure that you know. Good night. Who answers a few questions is rather deaf.
My goodness, don't you ever let up?
Before. I mean, I've seen how the other half lives. My sister, for instance. Three kids, two cats, and one mortgage.
Yeah.
I would go bananas in a week.
Oh, can I take you to the airport?
Not unless you can fly. Clark.
Hmm?
Lady.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Well, hey, Lois, maybe we can... Lois?
Would you be a pet mail that for me, thanks?
Oh, sure. Night. Oh. Going down?
Oh, no. Daily Planet Copter 1, this is ground.
Planet 1, go ahead.
Roger, we have Miss Lane here for a quick ride to Metropolis Airport. Meet Air Force 1. It's a hurry flight.
Roger, we're on our way over the river now and have you in sight. Have one aboard for transfer, over.
Roger, Planet 1, you're cleared to land. Wind 020 at 15, gusting, altimeter 29 or 89.
Roger, over.
Come on, hold it. Get back.
Excuse me.
That's a bad outfit.
Woo! Okay, Presley, I'm moving to the...
Sorry, look up there.
What the hell is that?
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me? Who's got you? I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. He got her.
Man needs help. Well, I certainly hope this little incident hasn't put you off flying, miss. Statistically speaking, of course, it's still the safest way to travel.
Right. Wait! Who are you?
A friend. Bye.
Hi there. Something wrong with the elevator? Going down.
Nah.
Officer? Good evening, officer. Mooney. Well, they say confession's good for the soul. I'd listen to this man. Take him away. Bad vibrations?
Sergeant, you don't believe me. I swear, fly in with a big red cape and bright red boots as well.
What's the desk read?
Quick as a week he was gone. Flew up in the air again. He did like a big bluebird.
Like a big bluebird.
You don't believe me.
With bright red boots.
Fly in.
Why don't you take the night off and go back to Murphy's bar and continue what you started? I'll be off in a few minutes and I'll meet you there myself. Mooney, first bottle's on me. Let me get my hat.
Hey, Frisky, can you come down from there?
Hi, I'll get him.
Come on. It's all right. Here you go, miss.
Gee, thanks, mister.
Oh. Bye, Frisky. Long now. Bye.
Bye. Mommy, Mommy! Frisky was stuck in the tree. His man swooped out of the sky and gave him to
me. Haven't I told you to stop telling lies?
Metropolis Airport, this is Air Force One. We have the latest weather report.
Roger, Air Force One. Metropolis currently seen in 500 overcast, 700 broken, visibility 1.5 in showers, wind 24025, altimeter 99 right.
Roger. Well, doesn't look too good. What do you think?
What the hell was that?
What happened? You lost power, number one!
Lost power? Hell, we lost the whole engine! Pressure's gone.
Shut down number one.
Number one throttle closed.
Yeah, bring up two and three.
Pressure increase.
Four, down three, four.
Mayday, mayday, Metropolis Tower, Air Force One. We have lost port outboard engine and part of wing. Request emergency landing. What's the position?
10 miles southwest of Metropolis Airport. Notified on the president's
board. Position 10 miles. That's 10 miles southwest Metropolis Airport. Heading 305. Height 6,000 feet. We got our engine back? What the hell's going on out there?
Fly. Don't look. Just fly. We got something. I ain't saying what it is. Just trust me.
You enjoyed it.
I don't know what to say, Father. I'm afraid I just got carried away.
I anticipated this, my son.
You couldn't have. You couldn't have imagined
how good it felt. You are revealed to the world. Very well. So be it. But you still must keep your secret identity.
Why?
The reasons are two. First, you cannot serve humanity 28 hours a day.
24.
Or 24, as it is in Earth time. Your help would be called for endlessly, even for those tasks which human beings could solve themselves. It is their habit to abuse their resources in such a way.
And secondly?
Second, your enemies would discover their only way to hurt you, by hurting the people you care for.
Thank you, Father.
Lastly, do not punish yourself for your feelings of vanity. Simply learn to control them. It is an affliction common to all, even on Krypton. Our destruction could have been avoided but for the vanity of some who consider us indestructible. If it were not for vanity, why? At this very moment, I could embrace you in my arms. My son.
reports are coming in of a miraculous saving of Air Force One.
We've had reports of the burglar being
apprehended. Yes, I said my aircraft was rescuing Miss Rose Lane right on the daily planet with one hand and a
when the aircraft
wind up. Yeah, that'll be the day, huh? All right, so that'll be the day when a guy can fly, huh?
Oh, I don't know. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Some sort of fantastic hoax. Your guess is as good as anybody's. True or false, miracle or fraud. The answer is up to you. Man or myth?
Shut
up! A cab driver ran a pedestrian down today and rode off his...
What's the story on this guy? Do you think it's a genuine article?
If he is, he's not from this world.
Why?
Because if any human being were going to perpetrate such a fantastic hoax, it would have been me. Hold up! My robe!
Right away, Mr. Luthor!
It all fits somehow. This coming here to Metropolis. And at this particular time. There's a kind of a cruel justice about it. I mean, to commit the crime of the century, a man would just naturally want to face the challenge of the century.
Listen, Mr. Luthor. Maybe this guy that buys is just sort of passing through, you know?
Passing through? Not on your life. Which I would gladly sacrifice, by the way, for the opportunity of destroying everything that he represents.
Huh?
And Otis, by the way, the next time, put my robe on after I'm out of the pool.
Now look, the Post, it flies. The News, look, Ma, no wires. The Times, blue bomb buzzes Metropolis. The Planet,
we're sitting on top of the story of the century here.
I want the name of this flying whatchamacallit to go with the Daily Planet like bacon and eggs. Franks and beans, death and taxes, politics and corruption.
I don't think that he would lend himself to any cheap promotion schemes, though, Mr. White.
Exactly how would you know that, Kent?
First impression?
Well, anyway, who's talking cheap? I'll make him a partner if I have to, right?
Right, Chief.
I want the real story. I want the inside dope on this guy.
Has he got a family? Where does he live? What is the S?
Night at 8, your place. Hopefully a friend.
How does he fly?
A friend.
Tony, who is
Mike, what's his name? What's he got hidden under that cape of his? Batteries? Why did he show up last night?
Dick, where does he come from? Does he have a girlfriend? What's his favorite ball team, Kent? Now listen to me. I tell you, boys and girls... Whichever one of you gets it out of him is going to wind up with the single most important interview since God talked to Moses. What are you standing around about for?
Move! Get out of that story!
Eight o'clock. Some friend. Story of my life. Cinderella bites the dust.
Good evening, Miss Lane.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have plans this evening?
Oh, this whole thing, no.
Well, listen, it's no trouble at all
for you
to come back later.
Don't move! Sure you can move. Just don't fly away, all right?
Sorry to drop in on you like this, Miss Lane, but I've been thinking, you know, there must be a lot of questions about me that people in the world would like to know the answer.
Of course, yes.
You really shouldn't smoke, you know, Miss Lane.
Don't tell me, lung cancer, right?
Well, not yet, thank goodness.
Would you like a glass of wine?
No thanks. I never drink when I fly. Nice place.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Should we get started with the interview? Oh, thank you. Well, let's start with your vital statistics. Are you married?
No, not.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't, but, if I did, Miss Lane, you'd be the first to know about it.
How old are you?
Over 21.
Oh, I get it. You don't want anyone to know how old. Okay. And how big are you? How tall are you?
About 6'4".
6'4". And, how much do you weigh?
Around 225.
225? I assume then that the rest of your bodily functions are normal?
Sorry, beg your pardon?
Well, putting it delicately. Do you eat?
Yes, I do. When I'm hungry.
You do? Of course you do. Well, is it true that you can see through anything?
Yes, I can. Oh, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And that you're totally impervious to pain?
Well, so far.
What color underwear am I wearing? Oh, I'm sorry. I embarrassed you, didn't I?
Oh, no. No, not at all, Miss Lane. It's just that this platter must be made of lead.
Yes, it is, sir.
Oh, you see, I sort of have a problem seeing through lead.
Oh, that's interesting. Problems and first name. Do you have a first name?
What do you mean, like Ralph or something?
No, I mean like...
Pink.
Huh?
Pink. Sorry, Miss Lane. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Oh, you didn't embarrass me. What's your background? Where do you hail from?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain, actually. See, I'm from, pretty far away. Another galaxy, as a matter of fact. I come from a planet called Krypton.
Huh?
Krypton.
Oh, Krypton! With a C-R-I?
No. No, actually, it's Krypton with a K-R-Y, P-T, no end.
Why? Do you like pink?
I like pink very much, Lois.
Why are you?
I'm sorry?
I mean, why are you here? There must be a reason for you to be here.
Yes. I'm here to fight for truth and justice in the American way.
You're going to end up fighting every elected official in this country.
Sure you don't really mean that, Lois.
I don't believe this.
Lois?
Hmm?
I never lie.
Just how fast do you fly, by the way?
Oh, I don't know, really. No, never actually, bothered to time myself.
No?
Say, why don't we find out?
And how do you propose we do that?
Take a ride with me?
You mean I can fly?
Actually, I'd be handling the flying if that's okay.
This is utterly fantastic.
Oh, wait a minute. Where are you going?
Are you serious?
Sure. What's the matter? Don't you want to go? Okay. I don't need these.
I need a sweater. It must be kind of cold.
No, you'd be warm enough. Ready?
Clark said that you're just a figment of somebody's imagination. Like Peter Pan.
Lark, who's that, your boyfriend?
Clark? Oh, Clark. No, he's nothing. He's just a...
Peter Pan, huh?
Uh-huh.
Peter Pan flew with children, Lois. In a fairy tale.
Thank you.
Can you read my mind? Do you know what it is that you do to me? I don't know who you are. Just a friend from another star. Here I am, like a kid out of school, holding hands with a god. I'm a fool. Will you look at me, quivering, like a little girl, shivering? You can see right through me. Can you read my mind? Can you picture the things I'm thinking of? Wondering why you are all the wonderful things you are. You can fly. You belong in the sky. You and I could belong to each other. You need a friend. I'm the one to fly to. If you need to be loved, here I am. Read my mind.
Forgot to time ourselves. Oh, well, maybe next time.
Oh.
You okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, good night.
Oh, good night. Superman.
Lois? Anybody home? Hello? Lois?
Oh.
Hi. Can I come in?
Oh, yeah.
Lois, for goodness sake, didn't you hear me knocking?
Uh-huh.
Lois, we did have a date tonight, remember?
Oh.
Lois? You haven't been,
Oh, no, no.
Well, I certainly hope not. Well, let's, push off, shall we?
I better get a coat. It might be kind of cold. No, I mean, I need a purse. I have to fix my hair and some blush on.
Lois, there's something I have to tell you. I'm really... I was, at first, really nervous about tonight. But then I decided, well, darn it, I was going to show you the time of your life.
That's Clark, nice.
I was thinking maybe we could go for a hamburger or whatever you want to do.
Now then, given the exact location of the galaxy that he mentions, and the proximity to our own solar system, that's amazing. Amazing! Too good to be true.
It's too good to be true. He's 6'4", has black hair, blue eyes, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, and tells the truth.
Mr. Tetzmacher, some people can read War and Peace and come away thinking it's a simple adventure story. Others can read the ingredients on a chewing gum wrapper and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Lex, what has chewing gum got to do with the secrets of the universe? Mm-hmm.
Right, Miss Desmond. Right.
N.
M! You want M, Mr. Luthor? Come right up! So, there you go, M.
M as in moron Otis? No, it's N!
Oh!
N as in Neanderthal, nincompoop, nitwit, and L as in ladder!
Ladder, Mr. Luthor, come right up. I'm sorry, Mr. Luthor.
In the interview, he says that the planet Krypton exploded in 1948. Ridiculous little freak. Took 3 years in a rocket ship to get to Earth.
Ergo, 1948 and 3 years. He's 6'4", you know that?
Do you know why the number 200 is so vitally descriptive to both you and me?
What?
It's your weight and my IQ. Now think, people, think! Deductive reasoning, that's the name of the game. Fragments from the planet Krypton exploded and went into outer space. It is reasonable to assume that some of those particles of debris drifted to Earth.
Meteorites!
Yavel. And voila! Voila.
A meteorite found in Addis Ababa. I know I'm going to get wrapped in the mouth for this, but so what?
So what? You mean, to us, they are just meteorites. Fair enough. But the level of specific radioactivity is so high to anyone from the planet Krypton, this substance is lethal.
Wait a minute, Miss Luthor. You mean firing bullets can't hurt this guy, but this stuff here... We'll kill him!
Oh! Yeah.
Doesn't it give you kind of a shudder of electricity through you to be in the same room with me?
Not like the shudder you're going to get when you try to lay that rock on him. He can see you coming for miles with those super peepers of his.
Oh, Lord. You gave them eyes, but they cannot see. Nor can Superman through lead.
He can't see through lead.
And kryptonite will destroy him. Any questions, class?
I wonder what they're wearing in Addis Ababa.
Looks like a burnous. You know, it's just a wraparound.
Are
we going to Addis Ababa, Mr. Luthor?
Motherbird to missile convoy, over.
Missile convoy to Motherbird, go ahead.
Everything looks good. See you at base. Over and out.
Roger, Motherbird. Over and out.
Get an ambulance down here. I don't want to hold this convoy up any more than I have to.
He's having trouble breathing, sir. What do you think?
Well, I suggest a vigorous chest massage. If that doesn't work, mouth-to-mouth.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant, I won't have one of my men doing anything I wouldn't be prepared to do myself.
Yeah, but, sir,
get an ambulance. All right, men, gather around. Come out! Hey!
I don't trust you, but I don't trust you, Otis. What'd you do?
Well, I set the first directional vector to 38, the second one to 67, right, and the third one to 117.
What about the fourth one?
What fourth?
Wait a minute. The third one to 117?
Yes, see, I wrote it down, Mr. Luthor. I wrote...
Otis! Otis! The third one was supposed to be 11... And the fourth one's 7.
Oh. Gee, Mr. Luthor. I guess my arm wasn't long enough, see?
Otis, would you like to see a long arm? Otis, would you like to see a very, very long arm?
No, Mr. Luthor.
Otis!
Otis!
Get it right, will you?
Yes, Mr. Luthor.
McDonald, I thought you told me this road was supposed to be blocked off.
Jablonski, didn't you tell me this road was blocked?
I didn't ask him, I asked you.
All right, follow me.
Back that thing off the road.
Back that thing up out of here.
Back it off the road.
Off the road.
You fellas, if you get back into that thing and back it off the road, you've got to
get it off the road.
All right, now listen, you're going to have to circle back. I don't have time to argue.
Would you get back here?
Heck of a day, isn't it?
Route 12,
that's back there, isn't it?
No, sir, it's up there.
Sergeant, we took the wrong
route. I'm a lieutenant. You're speaking to a naval officer.
Shut up!
Here, so this man is a diabetic.
As you know, my newspaper, The Daily Planet, is very interested in that damage, but what I don't understand is why you would sell out to a faceless person that you've never met. I mean, you don't even know his name. Oh, yes!
At the stupid high price he offered for this worthless piece of desert, I hope it's custard.
Perfect. That's just what I need. Thank you.
Reporting live from the launch site, Ground Zero. Well, today marks an historic occasion since two XX-101 rockets launched simultaneously on side of the Army and by the Navy.
Hi, everybody. Has anybody seen Lois anywhere around today?
No, I haven't seen her.
But the chief wants to see you.
You're blocking us, said Clark.
Oh,
sorry, Gil. Out of duty today, okay?
Good.
Great. Excuse me, Mr. White.
Come in, Kent.
Have you seen Lois anywhere around today?
She's out west looking into a land fraud deal. Sent young Olson with her on his first assignment. Some unidentified clown out there is buying up thousands of acres of worthless desert at incredible prices.
Golly, that doesn't seem to make sense.
The world doesn't make sense, Kent. You ought to know that by now. Look at this dispatch from Addis Ababa. People break into a museum in the dead of night, kill two people, and what do they take? A worthless piece of meteorite. Now, how do you figure that?
Well, frankly, I've never been able to understand violence in any form, Mr. White.
I know that about you, Kent. It's one of the reasons I wanted to talk. I've been in this news game 40 years, man and boy. And I got where I am with guts, compassion, elbow grease, and something you're sadly lacking in, son.
Humility?
No, not humility. You got bags of humility. Aggression, confidence. That's the ticket. Take charge. Let people know who you are. Well, I was 10 years old.
This is Lex Luthor.
Know who I am.
Only one thing alive with less than four legs can hear this frequency, Superman, and that's you. In approximately 5 minutes, a poison gas pellet containing propane lithium compound We released you thousands of air ducts in the city, effectively annihilating the population of Metropolis.
Well, I was a reporter before most of my friends were copy boys. That's what I want you to do, boy. Get Lois to introduce you to Superman. Find out who he is. What's he like? Where'd he get that blue suit? Did he have it made? Is it silk? Is it plastic?
I know it all seems a bit much, but how else was I going to meet you, Superman? I knew you'd never accept an invitation to tea. But a disaster. With people in danger. People who need help. Well, I just knew you couldn't resist the chance to sort of pitch in. Know what I mean?
Scout, Miss Tessmacher. Tell me what you see.
Cuteness. Dimples.
You like cuteness, huh? Dimples. I'll give you dimples.
Pressure's still on you, Superman. You know what they say, if you can't stand the heat,
get out of the tunnel.
It's your last chance, Superman. Why don't you do yourself a favor and freeze?
He's coming, Mr. Luthor. He's definitely coming, Mr. Luthor.
It's open. Come in. My attorney will be in touch with you about the damage to the door.
Otis, take the gentleman's cape.
I don't think he wants me to, Mr. Luthor.
All right, Luthor, where's the gas pellet?
Somewhere. In the back of my mind, actually. This is a little idea I was toying with.
Is that how a warped brain like yours gets its kicks? By planning the death of innocent people?
No. By causing the death of innocent people.
Fire!
Now, as you may or may not know, I am, as they say, very heavy into real estate. In order to make money in that game, you have to buy for a little and sell for a lot, right?
Right.
Right. So, problem. How to make the land more valuable between the time you buy it and the time you sell it. Now, this is California. The richest, most populous state in the Union.
I don't need a geography lesson from you, Luthor.
Oh, yes, of course, you've been there. I do forget you. Get around, don't you? Where was I?
California.
California, right. Oh, the San Andreas Fault. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yes, it's the joining together of two land masses. The fault line is unstable and shifting, which is why you get earthquakes in California from time to time.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself. Everything west of this line is the richest, most expensive real estate in the world. San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Everything on this side of the line is just hundreds and hundreds of miles of worthless desert land, which just so happens to be owned by
Lex Luthor Incorporated.
Now, call me foolish, call me irresponsible. It occurs to me that a 500 megaton bomb planted at just the proper point would
destroy most of California. Millions of innocent people would be killed. The West Coast, as we know it, would
fall into the sea. Bye-bye, California. Hello, new West Coast, my West Coast. Costa del X, Lutherville, Marina del X, Otisburg. Otisburg?
Who's this monster? She's got her own place, man.
Otisburg?
It's a little bitty place.
Otisburg?
Okay, I just wipe it off. That's all. It's a little town.
You're a dreamer, Lex Luthor. A sick, twisted dreamer. Your plan couldn't possibly work.
I'll admit there were a few problems. Adjusting the precise trajectory of the missile. Finding the optimum stress point for the fault line itself. Which, by the way, is target zero, right here.
Ooh.
Well, what do you think, Suit Baby? Interesting?
Well, your theory is quite impressive, Luthor.
Otis, would you go to the viewing room, please?
But as for the rest, it's nothing but a sick fantasy.
Fantasy? No. It's history. It's happening, Superman. Miss Test Rocket!
Yes, Lex?
Where's the rocket now?
It's going like a bat over the Grand Canyon. So's the other one.
The other one? There's two of them?
Yes, Superman, double jeopardy. Even you, with your great speed, couldn't stop both of them. While I, on the other hand, could stop them with my detonator.
All right, Luthor. Where is it? Where's the detonator?
Thank you.
You diseased maniac. Do you really think you could hide it from me by encasing it in lead? I'll mold this box into your prison bars. Don't touch that.
I told you. It's kryptonite, Superman. Little souvenirs from the old hometown. I've spared no expense to make you feel right at home.
You were great in your day, Superman. But it just stands to reason. When it came time to cash in your chips, it's opened. A diseased maniac would be your banker. Mind over muscle.
You don't even care where the other missile's headed, do you?
Certainly I do. I know exactly where it's headed. Hackensack, New Jersey. I have to leave you now. No hard feelings. We all have our little faults. Mine's in California.
Lex, my mother lives in Hackensack.
Innocent people, millions of innocent people die.
Maybe.
Please help me to save them.
If I help you, you promise to save my mother first?
And Lois or Jimmy.
Oh, but my mother comes first. If you promise me, I believe you because you always tell the truth.
Oh, I promise. I promise. Why did you kiss me first?
I didn't think you'd let me later.
Thank you, Miss Desmucker.
Why is it I can't get it on with the good guys?
Stand aside now. I wouldn't stay here either.
Still heading due still heading to
radar contact.
Still heading to
next radar control.
Control.
Control. Control.
Control. Control. Control. Control. Control.
Control. Control. Control. Control. Control.
Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control.
Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control. Control.
Superman!
Hey,
Superman!
is that man all right?
Yeah!
Safe here, son.
That's okay. Miss Lane will be driving by any minute.
Help me! Help me! Help me! No!
It is forbidden for you to interfere in human
business. One thing I do know, son, and that is you are here for a reason.
All of those things I can do, all those powers, and I couldn't even save him. Don't bother, I think it's dead.
Sure it's dead. The problem with Men of Steel, there's never one around when you want one. You know what happened to me while you were off flying around? I was almost in an earthquake. I had this gas station blow up beside my car. There's telephone poles falling all over the road. I'm almost killed and I topped the whole thing off. This stupid car runs out of gas.
I'm sorry about that, Lois. But I've been kind of busy for a while.
I'm sorry, it's all right.
Hey! Thanks a lot, Superman. Put me on a road in the middle of nowhere during an earthquake. No food, no water, snakes everywhere. I had no idea if you were coming back. I mean, were you going to come back?
Hi, Superman. Listen, there's something I have to do. I'll see you later.
Stay still for a second. Ah, golly, Miss Lane. It's too bad Mr. Kent wasn't here to see all this.
Yeah, poor Clark. He's never around when... Clark, wait a minute.
What?
Lois Lane, that is the silliest idea you've had.
Let me tell you something, Miss Lane. I think he really cares about you.
Clark, of course he does.
No, not Clark.
Oh, well... Superman cares about everybody, Jimmy. But, who knows, someday, you know, if he's lucky.
Two men should be safe here with you now so they can get a fair trial.
Who is it, Superman?
Lex Luthor, the greatest criminal mind of our time.
Of our time?
I hereby serve notice.
He's serving notice to you.
That these walls
here.
Will you shut up, please?
What?
You.
All right, take him away, boy.
Oh, you don't have
any. Guard.
This country is safe again, Superman. Thanks to you.
No, sir. Don't thank me, Warden. We're all part of the same team. Night.